This is real yoga for real people. Yoga you can do so you can feel better and move better and connect with your true nature. Hello and welcome to episode number 367 of Yoga with Melissa. Today we are continuing our balancing series with Hasta Padangusthasana, or standing hand to big toe pose. So for this class, you are going to need a yoga strap, a blanket, and a wall. And thank you to Dusky Leaf for my props. Thanks to Squeeze Yoga Clothing for my clothes. Today I am wearing a bamboo bra cami and purple leggings. And I have a testimonial for you today. I have a SpeakPipe testimonial from Susanna.
Hi, Melissa. It's Susanna. I wanted to share with you this morning that I was doing your Yoga for Balance Warrior 3 class, and when you got to the place where we were holding Balancing Cat and you said that this was pretty boring and that we should stop showing off and challenge ourselves to do something different and that we could hold it until the cows came home, I burst out laughing and realized exactly what you meant. And it was quite profound. So I had to send you this message to tell you that you really made my day and I got your message. So thanks.
I hope you enjoyed the aerial footage from Tim. Thank you so much, Susanna, for leaving your testimonial on SpeakPipe. And I couldn't agree more about balancing and letting go of perfectionism. I think people want real more than perfect, and I'm all about that. So that is great. Thanks to all of you who take the time to leave your comments here on YouTube. You can go ahead and leave a comment. One of the things that I changed this week was I stopped starting an episode with a quote. I think that people need to know what we're about right away. And I think the quote was getting away with of that. So leave a comment. Let me know if you like that. And if you like these videos, you can go ahead and hit the thumbs up button while you're at it as well. So I love hearing from you on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, in the membership community, wherever you leave your comments. We love having a conversation about the class. So members, I recommend that you do the hamstring connective tissue video, just the soft foam roller bit for your hamstrings before this class. It's just from 12 to 28 minutes. If you do that before the class, you're going to have a much easier time. And I got to say, this is one of the hardest poses for me. It's like one of the, I have had anxiety, performance anxiety about this class, like ever since I decided to do it a couple of weeks ago. So I'm going to be so glad when this is done and filmed. Let's begin with our peace mantra. Bring your hands to your heart center. Om Sahana Vavatu. Sahano Bhunaktu. Saha Viryam Karvavahei Tejasvina Vadita Mastu Mavidvishavahei Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. So that mantra means, protect us together, student and teacher. May our studies nourish us together. May we work together for the union of good of all. May our learning be luminous and purposeful. May we live in harmony. Peace, peace, peace be unto all. Okay, let's go ahead and lie back for our guided relaxation. So you're going to lie on your back. If you have any low back issues, you'll want to lie with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. You can place your hands on your belly or turn your palms up beside you. It's up to you. And if you don't have any low back issues, probably better to have your legs out long today just to bring awareness to the parts of your body that we're going to be practicing with today. Take a deep breath in through your nose. Let it fall out of your mouth. And allow yourself to arrive here now. Feel the support of the earth underneath you. Feel your feet on the ground. Feel the backs of your legs connecting with the ground, your calf muscles particularly, the back of your pelvis. Feel your elbows, your rib cage, the backs of your shoulders, and your head, and allow your entire body to rest and sink into the ground. And then bring your awareness to your lower body, your pelvis, your hamstrings, and your calves. And allow your lower body to let go of tension, to rest and find ease. Take a moment to notice what's happening in your physical body. And ask yourself what it is that you would like to receive from your yoga practice today. What is it that you are creating, sustaining, or releasing in your life right now, and how could your yoga practice help you to do that? And then take your arms out to the side of your body in a soft T so that your shoulders are relaxed and heavy on the ground. Bend your right knee, and if you had both your knees bent, lengthen out your left leg. Press into your right foot. Tuck your left hip under. Cross your right leg over your left leg so that you're coming into a spinal twist. And I've got a block there, and I'm actually just going to use that block so that it supports my leg there in the spinal twist. So, as I mentioned at the beginning of our class today, we're continuing our balancing series with a focus on our proprioceptive, vestibular, and visual systems. And our proprioception means your skin, your muscles, and your joints all contain sensory receptors. They are proprioceptors, and these are sensitive to stretch or pressure in the surrounding tissues, and it helps your brain to recognize where your body is in space, even if your vestibular or visual systems are compromised. For example, if your eyes are closed or your ears are plugged. So right now, just notice what parts of your proprioceptive system are engaged. You can feel your skin, the parts of your skin that are connecting with the ground, your joints that are engaged or receiving feedback in different ways than usual. And then you're going to come back to the center, press into your right foot again, untuck your hips, lengthen your leg out, pause here for a moment. And just feel the difference between your right and your left side. And then we'll go ahead and do this on the other side. So you'll bend your left knee, press your left foot into the ground, tuck your right hip under, cross your left leg over your right leg. So you're twisting on the other side. And then just notice the difference in the way your proprioceptive system is being engaged on this side. Feel how your skin, different parts of your skin is being stimulated, different joints. So I can feel this way more in my left shoulder joint on this side. You can feel it more in the left side of my hip joint as well. I can feel it. Those are the main joint differences. I can feel it along the left side of my spine now as well. So just notice how your body is sensing itself in space now. And then you're going to come back to the center, press into your left foot, unhook, and then lengthen your legs out again. And allow your body to unwind. Okay, the next pose we're going to do is to bend your knees, place your feet flat on the floor. Cross your right ankle over the top of your left thigh. Open your right knee out to the side. Draw your left leg in towards your chest until you feel something happening on the outside of your right thigh and into your right glutes. You're going to take your hands through the keyhole here and hold on the back of your left thigh. Keep your left knee bent. So the second system that you're engaging as we practice balance is your vestibular system. And your vestibular system helps you to know where you are in space. It helps you know about things like in where you are in motion, your equilibrium. And it's the part of your ear that includes your utricle, your saccule, and the three semicircular canals. The utricle and saccule detect gravity, front to back, or side to side movement. And then the semicircular canals detect rotational movement. So let's just do a little bit of rotational movement here. Now, you need to make sure that you don't have any vestibular conditions like vertigo before you do go into doing a bunch of this in these classes. So you'll know by now in the series if you've done a bunch of balancing poses to take it easy or back off, but make sure you talk to your medical doctor because we do a lot of engaging your vestibular system in these classes. So just make sure you listen to your body. If you're getting too dizzy, you need to back off. Just like if you're in a yoga pose and you feel pain, you need to back off. Same thing. Okay, so you're gonna roll your head from side to side. And then you're going to lower your legs down and uncross them. And then just take a moment and feel the difference between your right and your left glute. So that's just sensing your body is important as well. And then cross your left ankle over the top of your right thigh. Open your left leg out to the side. Draw your right leg in. When you feel something happening in the pose, then you're doing the pose. This is a practice about feeling what's happening in our bodies. It's not an aesthetic practice that we're going for here. We want to feel what's happening in our bodies. Reach through the keyhole, hold on behind your right leg, bend your right knee, and then you'll feel that something happening in your glutes, in your outer thighs. And again, let's engage that vestibular system by rolling your head side to side. And not only is that releasing your neck, but you're also going to help to improve your balance by waking up your vestibular system. So because we spend so much time in front of screens and we have cameras in our cars and mirrors, we don't have to move our heads much, and we don't do things like we used to do when we were children, like jump on trampolines and swing on swings. So our head doesn't move around anymore. Our vestibular system doesn't get engaged. And when we do things like yoga and we turn our heads upside down and move around like this, it really helps to engage our vestibular system. Even, you know, when we were kids and when you wore dresses and used to twirl, that's another really great thing. Tim says he didn't twirl. Or wear dresses. Well, you should try it. It's really fun. Or you could do it with a camera. You could twirl with a camera. That's a neat effect. And then actually everybody watching would engage their vestibular. It would, yeah. Anyway, so it's good. It's good to engage your vestibular system. And as adults, we don't. We just hold our head in one spot. Okay, and then you're going to let that go. And then we're going to do Supta Padangasthasana. So this is what you're most used to. We're going to do it standing today as a balancing pose. But first we're going to do it lying down. So you'll want to get your strap. And take your strap and put it just behind your toes. And then take your right leg into the air. And we're just going to do a little bit of engaging your proprioception by feeling through the muscles and the joints of your body here by bending your knee and extending your knee here. So we're going back to the proprioceptive system here. Bend and extend. And if you close your eyes, then you're engaging the visual system. While you do that, with your eyes, your visual system figures out where your head and body are in space, and also your spatial location relative to other objects. Inhale, bend. Exhale, straighten. And then we're going to release that and do the same thing on the other side. So you're going to place the strap just behind your toes, and we'll keep practicing with your proprioceptive system, working through all the joints and muscles and tendons of your body. Inhale, bend. Exhale, straighten. Breathe and bend. Breathe out, straighten. Relax your shoulders. Okay, I think I'm going to do two more on this side than I did on the other side. This side's way tighter for me. Okay, and then release. And then we're coming over to do some lunge pose or Anjaneyasana. So bend your knees, roll to your side. And you're going to come up onto all fours. And this is why I wanted you to have a blanket for underneath your knees. So you can put a blanket down and come on to your knees on your blanket. And then what we're going to do is we're going to come and walk your left leg through. So you're opening up your right hip flexor first. So lean forward to open up your right hip flexor. And then we are going to lean back into a hamstring stretch to begin. So, as I mentioned, our balancing pose for today is Hasta Padangusthasana, or standing hand to big toe pose. And this yoga pose will really highlight the imbalance that exists between the front and back of your body. So most people are pretty tight through the backs of their legs. And then their back muscles are long and weak. And their chest muscles are short and tight. So it really highlights imbalances, this pose. And then we're going to come upright. And you're going to take your right arm up and side bend away from your right leg. And then we can engage a little bit more of your vestibular system just by turning your head up towards the ceiling and then down towards the floor. And notice how your balance becomes more challenged just by doing that rotational movement of your head. And this is, like Susanna said at the beginning, we have to challenge ourselves in balancing poses. It's a good thing to do. And then let's come back, bring our foot back, and then you're going to step your right foot forward. And we're going to do that whole sequence again on the other side. So you're going to lean forward, open up the front of your left hip, and then lean back and open up your back of your right leg. So lean forward and lean back. Okay, and then sink down through your front right foot, come upright. You're going to bring your left arm straight up and side bend away from your left leg. And you'll look down to the floor on the right side and up to the ceiling on the left side. And then you're going to come back and you can take your knees underneath you again and we'll come onto all fours. And you can actually leave your blanket here. You're going to need it in a second. Spread your fingers wide, tuck your toes under, lift your hips and come up into downward facing dog. And in downward facing dog, just paddle your heels towards the ground to open up the backs of your legs. And in this pose, you can nod your head yes here. I'm not going to do that because it bothers my neck, but I'm going to do no. So you can move your head around. Move your head around in whatever way works for you. Again, that's good for your vestibular system. And then you've got lots of information coming in through your proprioceptive system here as well, through your hands, through your feet, through the joints of your legs. And you're really opening up the backs of your legs here as well. And there's lots of things going on here. You're building lots of strength in your upper body as well. If it's too much for your upper body strength, you can always do this against the wall. And then take your right leg into the air. Open up your right hip. And then bring your right knee forward. Take your left leg back and long. So now our blanket's still there to support your left knee. And you're going to fold forward over your bent right leg. If this doesn't work for you because of your knee, then you can lie back on your back and do that same keyhole we did at the beginning. So the backside of your body is often referred to as your posterior chain. It includes your low back, your glutes, your hamstrings, and your calves. And these muscles are long and weak from our endless hours of sitting. And additionally, at the front of our body, our quadriceps, the thighs at the front of our body, at the tops of our legs, and our psoas muscles, you would call them your hip flexor muscles, become tight and short from sitting in chairs all day. So as I said just in the previous pose, there's just a lot of imbalances in our body that get highlighted in this pose. So I don't think it's just me that gets performance anxiety in this pose. And then we're going to come back into Adho Mukha Svanasana, downward facing dog. And let's do that same thing we did again last time, paddling your heels to open up the backs of your legs and moving your head around. And then take your left leg up and back, open up your left hip. And then take your left knee forward to your left wrist. Reach your right leg back and long. Fold forward over your bent left leg. Okay, and then from here, we're going to come to a seated position. So you can come to seated and use your blanket to sit on the edge just so that it's easier to sit upright. And we're going to move your feet a little bit. This engages your proprioceptive system. If you work with your feet and your ankles, it's easier to balance because you've started to stimulate the joints in your ankles and your feet, and this starts to wake up the whole nervous system up through your legs, starting at your ankles. So we're just going to begin by bending your toe, your whole foot forward and your whole foot back. And then you're going to circle your feet. And then circle the other way. So Hasta Padang Ustasana also asks us to bring our body center of gravity into alignment with the earth underneath us. And balancing poses like standing hand to big toe pose ask us to come into physical equilibrium with the ground underneath us. However, as we know from previous classes on balance, this doesn't happen by remaining still. But what happens is that we rebalance ourselves through our proprioceptive system, our vestibular system, our visual systems from moment to moment. So this is why we're working on moving our ankles and our ankle joints so that when we're in our balancing poses, there can be all these tiny, tiny movements that happen as we're balancing. Okay. Let's just cross one leg over the other and we'll just circle your ankle here. And then put your fingers between your toes and bend your toes forward and back. And then release your foot, and we'll do this on the other side. So circle your foot. Circle it the other way. And then put your fingers between your toes. And bend your toes forward and back. And then just give your foot a little massage and release your foot out. Okay, and then we're going to come back into downward facing dog. And you can actually put your blanket off to the side now because we're going to be making our way up to standing now. So spread your fingers wide, reach the weight out into the webs of your hands, tuck your toes under, and come back up into downward facing dog. Let's do that paddling into the heels of, into your heels, opening up the backs of your legs again. So here you're lengthening your spine, you're lengthening that whole posterior chain. Coming into balance again and again through balancing postures, it takes sustained effort. And when we're practicing balancing postures, or even the lead up to balancing postures like we're doing right now, we're continually centering and re-centering ourselves. And the information that travels through our proprioceptive system, our vestibular system, and our visual systems, it acts like a kind of tuning fork. Not only for our balance systems, but also for our nervous systems. And so that's why when you practice balance, you start to feel more calm and centered. Okay, from here, we're going to make our way up to standing. So look forward at the space between your hands and then walk your feet into your hands. Okay, we're going to do a standing keyhole stretch. So we've stretched our glutes out, and this will be the third way now. You're going to stand with your arms out to the side, cross your right leg over your left thigh, and then you're going to sit down. So there's a lot of proprioceptive information coming through, a lot of joints here. You can focus on something that's not moving. If this feels simple from a balanced perspective, you could close your eyes, and then it becomes a lot more challenging from a balanced perspective. And then you're going to come up to standing, and let's do this on the other side. So cross your left ankle over the top of your right thigh, and then you're going to sit back. And again, you could challenge your balance by closing off your vision and shutting off the visual system. So like Susanna said at the beginning, we don't need to be perfect. We're actually wanting to challenge our balance system. So one of the ways to do that would be to close your visual system. So Hasta Padangustasana is a balancing yoga pose that promotes stability. And in order to stand on one leg, you have to have strength and stability through your muscles and joints in your supporting leg. This pose strengthens the arches of your feet, your ankles, and your thighs, as well as lengthening your calves and hamstrings. Okay, we're going to do just two more poses before we do Hasta Padangustasana. We're going to do chair pose on your... We're going to do chair pose kind of two different ways. So you're going to take your arms straight out in front. You're going to inhale here. And then you're going to exhale. You're going to sit down. Sit down. Okay. And then here you're going to come up onto the balls of your feet, up onto your toes. And then come on up, and one more pose we're going to do. Jim back there, Tim. Tim's doing a wardrobe adjustment behind the camera. All right. We're going to take a big step back with your left foot. Turn your hips to the short edge of your mat. Take your arms straight up. And then release, and let's do this on the other side. Take a big step back with your right foot. Turn your hips to the short edge of your mat. Sink down through your front left foot. Not your left foot, your left hip. And bring your arms straight up. So we're really wanting to go for that psoas stretch all the way through the front of your right hip here. And if this bothers your knee, you're going to come right up on the ball of your foot at the back here, on your right foot. Okay, good. So we're going to do Hasta Padang Ustasana now. It's standing hand to big toe pose. So what you might want to do is have a strap nearby. So in order to make you feel comfortable, unless you, some people actually, depending on their anatomy, this pose might be not as big a deal as I'm kind of making it out to be. So to make you feel comfortable and like a real human being, I will show you without a strap first, and then I'll show you how to do it with a strap. Because for me, without the strap is just, this pose is a bit of a disaster. But the way you're going to do it is draw your right knee into your chest, and I'm not mirroring you for these poses. So this would be actually a modification of that pose. It's just knee to chest pose. And if you have knee issues, you're going to hold on always behind your knee. Okay? So this is the build up to this pose, knee to chest pose. And then the second part of it is you take your first and second fingers around your big toe and you inhale here and you exhale, you extend your leg straight out in front of you and your leg would fully extend eventually. And you want your back to be long as well. So let's build that again. So knee to chest, long through your back, holding on through your big toe, lengthen up through your back. Inhale, exhale, extend. So that's the pose for me. But I would highly recommend using props. So you could use the strap, and let's build it again. So you can take the strap. So knee to chest, inhale, exhale, and extend through your leg. I've got to say, this has got to be one of my least favorite poses. Okay, let's do that on the other side. So, how many times did we do that on the first side? I think we did it like 3 times. Yeah, so we better keep this even. Okay, twice without the strap, once with the strap. So, we did knee to chest as the build-up pose. And then we did 2 fingers around your big toe. Lengthen up through your back again. You can hold on to the wall for balance. Exhale your leg out. Then we did it again, didn't we? That was one. Okay. So for me, it's interesting. I just don't see the payoff of this pose. I know a lot of your teachers, you can tell me the payoff for this pose. Because for me, I'd rather spend time on poses that build my strength, that ground me, that help to release anxiety. I guess maybe if I felt like I had done all that more, then I would start working on poses like this. Don't know. It's just not as high on my list of priorities. I guess that's what it is. Yeah, let me know in the comments if this is a pose that you work on, why it's important to you. I want to know, yeah, why you love it. Let me know why you love it. Okay. Two, number two. It's actually, you know what? It's actually very grounding now that I'm doing it so much. Okay, you know what I really don't like about it is how much it grips through your hips. Yep, one more time with the, I'm doing a little counterbalance to open up those hips that are really gripping. Last time with the strap. So we started with knee to chest pose. Long through the back. Placing that strap around the ball of my foot. Inhale. Exhale, extend. Okay, so I had as my counter pose Uttanasana, but I'm getting so much gripping in my hip flexors. We're gonna do a standing back bend instead. And then we're going to come down and we're going to do a cobra. Okay, lie on your belly, roll your hips from side to side and feel the support of the ground underneath you. I'm gonna let this cobra be nice and easy. But I also do want you to feel the opening through your psoas muscle, through the fronts of your hips, because those were, in my experience, quite grippy in that pose. So take your hands underneath your shoulders. Roll your shoulders back and up. Inhale. Exhale, drop through your pelvic floor. Draw your navel back to your spine. And then inhale. Lift up and feel a really nice opening all the way along the front of your body. Through the front of your psoas. So let this be a counter pose to your Hasta Padangasthasana. And then come down and let's come up and back. That pose, the standing hand to big toe pose, is not a good pose if you have back issues. Straight leg, forward fold is just not good for your back. Let's come into, and this one isn't either, unless you keep your knees bent. So we're going to do Paschimottanasana. You're going to have straight legs. If you've got back issues, you're going to bend your legs and you're going to fold forward. And then come on up. And you're going to lie down on your back with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. If you have back issues, you may even want to lie like this just now. Your back may be feeling a bit tender from all that practice along your posterior chain. So you might want to just lie like this for your Shavasana. And you're going to stay resting back here in Shavasana, and I am going to sit up and read you a poem. This poem is called The Thread by Denise Levertov. And I chose this poem because this is what Hasta Padangustasan feels like in my body. So I don't know, maybe it feels like this for you in your body too. Something is very gently, invisibly, silently pulling at me. A thread or a net of threads. Finer than cobweb, and as elastic. I haven't tried the strength of it. No barbed hook pierced and tore me. Was it not long ago this thread began to draw me? Or way back? Was I born with its knot about my neck, a bridle? Not fear, but a stirring of wonder makes me catch my breath. When I feel the tug of it, when I thought it had loosened itself and gone. Okay, so gradually allow your breath to deepen. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Roll to your right side and slowly make your way up to seated. And we're going to do the Shunya Mudra for balance. And we've been doing this mudra throughout our balancing series. So remember, this mudra is also used for tinnitus and ringing in the ears, and it's only to be done short term. So just do it at the end of these balancing classes, but don't decide that, oh, my balance is really terrible, so I'm going to practice this every day to help improve my balance, because it's only a short term mudra that you can use. So you're going to fold your middle finger down to the base of your thumb and cover your middle finger with your thumb and extend your remaining fingers. And we'll just sit with this mudra for 3 minutes. Thank you. And go ahead and release this mudra from your hands. Feel the effects of it in your body. And thank you so much for joining me for this episode of Yoga with Melissa on Hatha Padangusasana. Please let me know how you liked the class in the comments. I'd love to hear about your experience. Let me know if this is a posture that you like and if it's one that you include in your practice often, or maybe it's one that you avoid. Let me know in the comments. Press the like button. That I'd love to have your likes. Just go ahead and press that like button. And if you know somebody who would enjoy this class, then by all means, share this with them. There's a new feature on YouTube, actually. You can actually share on YouTube now. I just saw it today. You can press share, and then if there's somebody else on YouTube that you know, you can share it right in YouTube. Have any of you tried that yet? No, have you even seen it, Tim? No, it was brand new today. So tell me if you've tried that feature too, sharing on YouTube, brand new. So we put out a new class like this every single Friday. And if you want to make sure you don't miss any episodes, then turn on your notifications. There's a little bell, and then it will let you know when a class comes out. And you'll never miss a single one of my classes. So you don't want to miss a single class, because I know you love my classes. Okay. So thank you so much for your donations. Your donations, Viola, Caitlin, and Paige. It might have been Catalin. I'm not sure. But we really appreciate your support. They do help us to buy the things that we need to make this happen. Maybe I can show you one of the things that we purchased this week. Oh, you know what I should show them? The wreck that I made, the thing that I am not for, no. Anyway, we purchased some material today, this week, to put over our window so that we would have soft lighting, because the light can be really harsh through here. So that was just like one thing that we needed this week. You know, it's always like, yeah, just this fabric. There's always things that we need to make the show work. There were some overlay things that Tim was getting for the show. There's always things that we need to keep the show kind of to the level that it needs to be on YouTube these days. The bar just keeps getting raised. As you can see, if you're following the old shows, it's not what it used to be 8 years ago. Things have changed a lot. We got to keep up. Yeah, but you can also contribute to your time and influence by leaving your comments. And you can let me know what balancing pose you'd like to see in the next Yoga with Melissa class. We're running out of balancing poses, actually, but maybe you can think of ones that we haven't done. We haven't done tree pose or chair pose or boat pose. Crow. I'm not going to do crow pose. I know people have been asking for some of the arm balancing poses. Yeah, we're not going to do those. That's not in the agenda. Today we did some brain yoga for balance. If you want access to if you want access to my leading edge brain yoga movements, then all of that is in our membership community. We save our best content. We curate our best content. I interviewed one of my members this morning and she was so cute. She said, every Sunday I put together my week, I line up my week and I put my classes, what classes I'm going to do with you all week. And I said, you know, we do that for you every week in the membership community, right? We've been doing that for years for you in the membership community. She's like, really? I said, yeah. I showed her where we did it. She's like blown away. And so now she has all these weeks of classes that she can do, where every single week we help you. We lay it out all for you. You don't have to do anything. You just have to show up, click on the link, and then we tell you what class to do every day. And short classes for the week, long classes for the weekend. You know, like we take all the headaches out of it. And then, you don't have to figure it out. You just have to show up on your mat. And then there's a whole community of people around the world that are doing it with you. So it's fun. There's lots of people there having fun with you. And I love going there and having and seeing all of you there too. So come join us in our community. It's not just value-added content. It's not just super great content. It's a community. It's content that's easier to use. It's content that that's better organized, and we'd love to have you. So I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia, where the sun comes in and out, in and out, in and out, and it makes Tim happy, happy, happy. May your joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean. May your be as rooted as the beautiful old growth trees in our forest, and may you be as strong as our mountains. Om Shanti, Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.